Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we were just talking between the segments here. We've been talking a lot about chicken, and I want to take a right turn and go over to pork butts.
He wanted to throw his butt into this matter.
Right, and so we are. So those of you that do any smoking out there, probably one of the very first things you've ever smoked, other than chicken, the next one would be a pork shoulder.
Yeah,
pork
I think pork butts, everybody's first.
Right, and they're right now in most stores, they're $2 a pound or less. So it's a great piece of budget-friendly meat to put on, because they come in like 6 to 10 pound roasts, and you can put them on there. But I want to talk about seasoning them, because Bob does things different than I do. I'm more of a traditionalist, where I'll season the outside of the thing. If I get a boneless one, which they come bone-in and boneless, I don't have a preference. But when I get a boneless one, you can flap it open, and you're in the inside of it, and I season the heck out of that too. So I got seasoning through the middle, and I got seasoning all around the outside. I stick it on the smoker, bring it to about 150, wrap it, let it go to 205, and boom, I got pork butt, right? But I'm tired of the same old flavor profile.
You know, you mentioned something too, and I used to be a big proponent of injecting butts, and I haven't done it in years. It's just a lot of work, but there was an injection from one of those companies that made all the injection sauces, and I can't, it's Cajun something, I don't know, but they had a garlic butter that worked out absolutely wonderfully on Boston butts or pulled pork, barbecue pork.
Pork butt,
it
whatever you want to call
it. Beautiful. And because it's garlic butter. I mean, who doesn't love garlic butter?
Yep. So that would be,
a
good one. Right. I was thinking about there's a Greek seasoning that I've got a buddy that works at one of the big box stores, and it's you've talked about it before, Bob. It's an oil based Greek seasoning, fattoush.
Yeah, it's a fattoush dressing.
Right, it's a dressing really for salads, but it says dressing and marinade
it's
on the bottle.
It's actually made in Clinton Township, and I started buying it when I first saw it at Costco, and then they were out of it, and now it's back, and it is absolutely a fantastic marinade. It reminds me of Charlie Jabor's marinade.
Right.
It's almost all the same ingredients, but it's different. It's a little different. We talked about El Sheshko, the Yemeni restaurant up by Nap and the Beltline.
Right by the Celebration Nap Cinema up there, just a couple doors down.
Yeah, yep. El Sheshko, we've had them on the show. He makes an even better version of that, and I don't know his secret.
Right.
I can't figure it out, so we buy it from him.
Okay.
And it's just wonderful. It's even better than this stuff that
And when it sits on the table, it separates. There's oil on top, and all the seasonings are in the bottom. So you shake it up real good, and then you could use it as a dressing or a marinade.
Now,
right?
I'm going to tell you that if you're a freak about oils like I am, I would tell you if you're going to use it on a salad, pour that oil off because it'll be separated. Let it set. Pour that oil off and add EVO, and you'll have a much healthier salad dressing.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're just
marinating,
probably canola, cheap veggie oil. Because they're making, you know, thousands of bottles a day, right?
Right.
But either way, that dressing for a marinade is, I discovered it accidentally because I bought a bunch of it. I saw it and knew my wife liked fattoush.
Right.
And because she's half Lebanese, so that's big in her family, right?
Yep.
And that's how it's very similar to Charlie Jabor's marinade recipe that's on thegrillingguys.com. And if you don't use that site, I would urge you to do so because we get thousands and thousands of visitors to it. You can sign up for the podcast at the top, or you can simply open up your podcast app. If you have an Apple phone, type in The Grilling Guys, and it'll pop up as the podcast, very popular podcast, and we'll send it to your phone every week. It's very cool because so many of us don't have time to wait by a radio.
Really? Yeah, I know. Everybody's busy, especially because we're on Saturday mornings in most markets. So you're running around. You got kids going to games and tournaments and all kinds of stuff. And
maybe our show's not in your market. Maybe you're listening on a pod right now. I've looked at those stats over the years. You wouldn't believe the number of military people in the Middle East. I'm assuming it's our GIs that are downloading our podcast, because when you see it in Pakistan or Afghanistan, it's like, that's just too funny.
Right.
Israel, Germany, England, Australia's big. But even other states in America, I ran into a guy in Wisconsin. He actually got a hold of me because he listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
And we ended up doing business together because he wanted to sell smokers. So I ended up selling him smokers back in the day. But anyway, thegrillingguys.com, look on the right, you'll see all of our sponsors listed. And you'll also... if you click on the sponsors, like ThermaWorks right now has the ThermaPen specials going. I get an email from them like every couple of days right now because they have so much stuff going on sale. But those are fast, instant read digital thermometers that are made in America.
Yep.
They're not made in China. They're made in America. And you can go out to Utah and visit them.
Right.
But
have them. I got a little surprise coming for you from them. We are going to have them on the show in mid-September. They have come out with a brand new radio frequency probe that is going to sweep the industry. And they are they're in the last part of their beta testing right now, and we've got some coming our way.
Yeah.
And I spoke to them
this
week. I saw
that. I haven't
I called
really
them
looked
up
at it.
And they're going to send us some.
You smoked with them?
They're going to be for smoking. And I talked to them. They're coming our way, and we'll test drive them.
And a lot of people really like having that sent to their phone or watching it inside. I have their smoke, which is actually just, it's a radio, it's an RF frequency that just goes 1,000 feet.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth.
No,
yeah.
the original smoke that I have is just RF, and it only goes 1,000 feet.
And you have to be in a direct line
of it. You have to be close enough. And I'm so used to watching my food and just doing that I don't use the devices like a lot of people do. I give them away more than I
see.
Use
I use them every smoke because I want to be able to walk away and just know. I'm doing other things. I'm making other dishes. I'm doing
all
kinds of things.
And there's the tomato.
Yep.
I also don't rely much on my phone to go places because I want to watch and see. And people are always using their maps on their phones, and they can't tell you where they were half the time. And we're getting sort of dumbed down. But it's just, in my old age, I want to go back to analog, like my watch, if you'll notice.
Yeah.
I pulled out my old Seiko.
Well, there you go. I wonder if Seiko is even a company anymore.
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
Yeah. But anyway, they're coming on. They'll be on the show sometime in mid-September when these things are released, and we'll break them down for you. And I've got the chef coming on. I've got that all teed up, so we just got to get the units and try them a little bit, and we'll give you a rundown on those because they're supposedly the best in the industry. That are coming out.
Oh, well, if they're making it, it's going to be.
Right, yeah.
And
all
we've American had their made. Chef on the show before, and I can't remember his name right off the bat, but who's going to be coming on, their marketing person?
No, the chef.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yep, the chef's coming on. So the marketing person was on vacation, but I talked to his boss. So life's good. We're all teed up. It's just a matter
of... Yeah, they're a cool company.
Yeah.
I've never been to that factory.
But
I've promoted their products for 20 years probably.
Yeah, and they know we do because you as listeners go through the website and click on and buy their thermometers.
You know who turned me on to them?
Who's that?
Take a guess.
Probably I'm going to say it happened in Kansas.
Cowboy Rob.
Yep, that's exactly it.
God bless him.
Yep, good man. Great barbecue
man.
Rob
Russell.
And what we're talking about is a digital thermometer. It's probably the first tool right behind your tongs.
Looks kind of like a switchblade that you pull out of your back pocket, but it has a needle.
Right, yeah. You ever seen the inside, the ink cartridge of a ballpoint pen? That's what it looks like. You flip that thing open, and it reads the temperature of what you're cooking in a second.
1 second.
Yeah.
And the newer ones, actually, the screen will rotate based on the position.
Yep.
And it'll light up because a lot of your best smoking is done at night.
Yeah. You want to feed people in the during the day. Well, you got to start in the middle of the night to get the meat done.
Also, want to throw a little shout out. We've got a wonderful producer here. His name is Conrad. He's a legend in the country music, and he needs a kidney.
Yeah, man.
No kidding.
We don't want to see him on dialysis forever. So if you know of anybody, what blood type does it have to be?
I'm O positive, but I can do O negative, or they can actually take anyone that they do these hookups
You're
with
positive?
Other folks. I'm O-positive. O-positive. Yep. We got about 10 seconds, boys.
All right. We need one big good one.
Yeah. If you can, thank you, Conrad. We're behind you. And you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, make it a great weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.